Local resident Mike Stainbrook asked the assembly to consider the resolution. While it had his name on it, he said he was not alone in wanting protection for Petersburg Creek.
I believe community-wide the creek is a beloved place. And I think there's a groundswell to protect it that runs deep in this community. I believe my voice is only one in the chorus.
Stainbrook now resides in downtown Petersburg, but still owns property on the creek, which is on Kuprinoff Island across the Wrangell Narrows from Petersburg. Stainbrook lived there for more than 20 years. He read from the resolution, which said the creek and estuary should be protected from encroachment by an electrical corridor or electrical power lines.
Whereas Petersburg Creek has been used and loved for generations as a recreation site by young, old residents and tourists alike. And whereas the construction of a power transmission corridor and lines across, through, or under Petersburg Creek will permanently affect the habitat, experience of users, and the visual beauty of the area.
The 50-plus mile electrical line would connect the diesel-dependent village of Cake to cheaper hydroelectric power through Petersburg. By sometime this summer, consultants with the U.S. Forest Service are supposed to complete a draft environmental impact statement, which will consider two routes in detail. One, called the Northern Route, could result in power lines strung over or bored under Petersburg Creek. The resolution recognizes Cake's need for affordable electricity, but it also points out there are alternative routes that would avoid the creek completely. Stainbrook urged the assembly to take action on the issue.
I ask that the election promise that the borough will use its authority and influence on projects within its borders be fulfilled. And yes, protecting Petersburg Creek is a fine and fitting place to start.
One version of the northern route could avoid Petersburg Creek. That option is favored by members of the Cake Petersburg Intertie Steering Committee, that's according to Petersburg Mayor Mark Jensen, who's the town's liaison to that group, which includes government officials and project planners.
They support the northern route at this point until EIS comes out, only coming as far as Prowry Point. And I know our Power and Light superintendent would prefer seeing it go from that point, if it comes the northern route, across the mouth of the Narrows, and then come in on Mitkoff Island out by Sandy Beach, and then go down along the mountain here out to the substation.
But the power line project is closely tied to another development that's now in the initial stages of a separate environmental study. That's the Cake Access Project. It was prompted by the State Department of Transportation's push for a road and shuttle ferry link between Petersburg and Cake. The legislature has approved $40 million for the road. The DOT has long favored the northern route, and state officials say a road will reduce maintenance costs for the intertie. As proposed, the road would start just to the northeast of the creek and run with the intertie through the small roadless city of Kuprinoff. The city council there just passed a resolution reaffirming its long-standing opposition to any road within its boundaries. But Councillor Dave Beebe pointed out that the issue goes beyond the immediate impacts to Petersburg Creek and Kuprinoff. He handed out one of the Department of Transportation's alternatives for updating the Southeast Transportation Plan. It would replace the mainline ferry system with several road segments and a series of more frequent shuttle ferries at the end of each segment.
I've distributed the alternative 5 portion of the state transportation plan, which documents exactly what the northern alternative really is going to be all about. And that is going to involve something far greater than the intertie. And so as a consequence, I think we need to be really thinking about not only the impacts of the one of the alternatives in the KPI, but also the fact that these are inevitably going to be combined projects.
The DOT has yet to update its 2004 transportation plan. Alternative 5 was one of the options the agency proposed for public comment in the fall of 2011. It would basically eliminate regular ferries to and from Petersburg's downtown terminal. Instead, local and through passengers would have to ferry across the Wrangell Narrows and drive the new road to the Cake Ferry Terminal 55 miles away, or drive 25 miles out the road from Petersburg to the South Mitkoff Ferry Terminal. That alternative would require the Cake Road as well as a shuttle ferry and terminals on both sides of the Narrows. Mayor Jensen wasn't sure Petersburg could avoid an eventual shift to more roads and less ferry service.
I mean, it might end up being in our future that that's the means of transportation the state provides for us. I mean, I don't want to lose the mainline ferries, but the who knows what the funding mechanisms are going to be down the road. I mean, if they don't go the northern route, if they go down through Duncan Canal, then they'll have to have two ferries.
Jensen was referring to an optional south-central route for the road and intertie. It would cross Wrangell Narrows from Petersburg to the Tonka Log Transfer Facility on Kuprnoff and eventually cross Duncan Canal before continuing to Cake. It would completely avoid the city of Kuprnoff and Petersburg Creek, but state transportation planners don't like it for a road because of the second ferry crossing. The city of Kuprnoff has asked the borough to schedule some joint public meetings to talk about these issues as a community. Assemblymember Nancy Strand thought the borough should move ahead and take action now.
I think we should stay on top of it, and here we are without having sent an official opinion to the scoping portion. We need to be ready when the AIS comes out. We aren't going to know what it says, but frankly, I think the South Central route is the way to go. Even if there are two ferry crossings, there's going to be two crossings across Wrangell Narrows and Petersburg Creek if we're not careful.
Mayor Jensen and Assemblymember Sue Flint had initially suggested it would be more appropriate for the borough to take a position on the intertie route after the environmental impact statement is out. However, they supported the Petersburg Creek resolution, and they ultimately voted with the rest of the assembly to adopt it. Assemblymember Cindy Lagadakis suggested the borough should also arrange to meet with Kuprnoff sooner than later.
I guess I would be in favor of putting together
a committee or assigning a liaison to work with Kuprnoff to look at what the zoning is, to look at what the current land encumbrances and land ownerships are, to be prepared when the EIS comes out to be able to go running. It's going to be a busy time of year for people, and scheduling meetings to be able to respond to a document may be a little bit difficult, so I'd rather be prepared.
Lagadakis has volunteered for that position, and there were no objections. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.